Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Benjamin and Haley. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. If this is your first time joining Kids Short Stories, we want to welcome you to the family. And I want to give a special shout out to Vivian from Niagara Falls, Casey Cole from Winnipeg, Jack and Jules from Willows, California. I am so glad that you guys are all on the Spy Kid and Kid Short Stories team. If you want a special shout out, go to our website and fill out the form with your name and where you live. I'd love to give you a special hey. And don't forget to click follow so that you don't miss any of our stories. We have over 100 and there's more coming every day. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. One day, Benjamin and Haley had just gotten home from their friend's house. It was a very rainy day, and so they had been playing inside that whole morning. Haley, what do you want to do now?
I don't know.
Do you want to play, like, you know, Spider-Man and catch the bad guys?
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
You see, Benjamin and Haley both love to play Spider-Man and catch the bad guys. But that was usually just pretend. But today would be very different.
What's that sound?
They heard like a tap on the roof. They looked out the window and didn't see anything.
That's pretty strange. I've never heard that sound before, Benjamin said.
Then they kept playing and all of a sudden they heard the tap, tap, tap again. And they looked out the window and,
ah! It's Spider-Man!
Spider-Man was crawling on the side of their house. He was tapping on the window so that I think they could let them in. They opened the window and Spider-Man crawled in. He said,
oh, guys, thank you so much. Oh, that rain is really hurting me.
Spider-Man, why does rain hurt you? Benjamin asked.
Well, you see, there's a bad guy in town, the Claw, and he did something to me. I don't even know what it is, but he did something so that I'm, like, losing my powers.
Are you kidding me? Haley said. They couldn't believe their eyes or their ears.
One, Spider-Man was in their house, and two, Spider-Man's losing his powers?
Oh, that's not good.
Is there any way we can help? Haley said.
Well, you see, guys, I store my energy on the moon. And on the moon, there's these small purple crystals that are guarded by one of my helpers. He's a big spider who lives on the moon. And do you think you guys could help me?
Yeah, but how are we going to help you if it's on the moon?
Well, that's where this comes in. He pulled something out of his pocket. And it looked like a toy rocket ship or something, but I don't know. It was different. And Spider-Man said,
you see this little space rocket? When you place it on the ground and push this button, it turns into a real rocket ship. And I need you guys to go to the moon and find the spider and get those purple crystals, or else I don't know if I'm going to have enough energy to beat the Claw.
Are you serious? That sounds awesome! Benjamin said.
Benjamin? Said Haley. I don't know about this. That seems kind of crazy. You think we should fly to the moon?
How long do you think we'll be gone?
Spider-Man said. Oh, it's really fast. You'll probably be back before even lunchtime.
Oh, that's not long.
Okay, we'll do it. Spider-Man, Benjamin, and Haley all walked out to their front yard. And it was still raining, so they had to act fast. Spider-Man set this toy rocket down on the ground, except it wasn't a toy. When he pushed the button, the rocket ship got humongous
It started out as something you could carry in your hand, and now it's taller than our house. All right, guys, you gotta get in. It's gonna launch in 10 seconds. Hurry. Benjamin and Haley ran into the spaceship and put on their rocket seat belts and put on their special space helmets. 3, 2, 1. The rocket ship blasted off right to the moon. Whoa! Haley and Benjamin were both screaming as loud as they could. This was the bumpiest ride ever! It only took 3 minutes before they landed on the moon. Wow! That was amazing! Benjamin said. Can we do that again? Benjamin, we are gonna have to do that again because we gotta go back to Earth, so... All right, let's go find the purple crystals or thing from that spider, okay? Let's go. Benjamin and Haley jumped out of the rocket ship with their space gear on and started bouncing around the moon. Remember, the moon doesn't have the same gravity as here on Earth, so you jump and bounce really high. Pretty soon, they found something that looked like a cave and it had some spider footprints outside of it. Very big ones. I don't like spiders, Haley said. Well, okay, maybe let's knock on the door. Hello? Is anybody in there?
Who's there?
My name's Benjamin, and this is Haley. Spider-Man sent us up here because he needs, like, a purple crystal or something.
Oh, okay. Well, come on in.
Inside the cave was a very old spider. The spider looked like he had been here for years. And he had a gray beard. Yes, some spiders, when they get really old, they have a beard. Do you have any purple crystals? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yes, I can't exactly remember where I put them, but they should be over there.
Oh, we were expecting like a really brave attacking spider to, defend these crystals. Are you the same spider?
Yes, you see, I used to be a really cool, fast ninja spider, but... Now I've gotten very old, and I have to sleep a lot.
You take a lot of naps? Me too. Benjamin and Haley found the purple crystals, put one in their pocket. Haley said, "All right, I'm gonna hold on to the purple crystal, and let's get back to the spaceship and blast off back to Earth. Spider-Man needs this ASAP." Alright, see you later, Spider. We'll see you next time. Bye!
Bye, guys. Tell Spider-Man hi from me.
Okay, we will, Benjamin said. Benjamin and Haley jumped back into the spaceship. And 3, 2, 1, ignition! It blasted off back towards Earth. Do you remember how many minutes it took to get to the moon? 3 minutes! And how many minutes do you think it took to get back to the Earth? 3 minutes! And they carefully landed back on their front yard. They had only been gone like 5 minutes. That was the world's fastest trip to the moon and back. And Spider-Man was there. He said, "Oh, thanks, guys." Benjamin and Haley handed him the purple crystal, and Spider-Man took the crystal and he swallowed it. Oh, never, never, ever do that. I don't know what Spider-Man was thinking, but I guess that's the only way that Spider-Man can... Yikes. Okay. Look at that. There he goes. Benjamin and Haley couldn't believe their eyes. Spider-Man was jumping so high. He got his energy and power back. Go get the claw, Spider-Man! Thanks, Benjamin and Haley! Benjamin and Haley saved the day. Not only did they save Spider-Man, but by saving Spider-Man, they stopped the claw. The end.